Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you have your weekly dose of K-pop talk news, updates, a lot of stuff we're actually going to cover today, Haley. Mm-hmm. And more. When I say more, I mean K-pop. More K-pop. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, subscribe if you're tuning in wherever you're tuning in because we are pretty much available on all podcast streaming platforms, at least like 95%? Mm-hmm. What else can they do, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. If you want to DM us, send it there.
Okay. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We have some comebacks, a good amount of music videos that we will talk about. We have that new, of course, more hype drama, like in the form of documents, some interesting, crazy shit. A lot of it's like the Da Vinci Code, but hype. We will also be talking about some G-Dragon, it looks like. Haley has a good amount of stuff.
I have a lot of G-Dragon.
I will talk about a little bit of Nayeon and Yuna. Yuna from Viviz, that is. Which is, she's almost like a mini Nayeon clone. Or like, looks like a relative of Nayeon because they're both like bunnies. Mm-hmm. Talk about a little bit about Blackpink. We got some baby monster in the house. And we're going to be talking, of course, BTS and Stray Kids. And some Jonathan. Mr. Jonathan the Goat.
He's star next door.
Yeah, there's just a lot of groups though that we'd be talking about in terms of comebacks and music videos. So buckle your seatbelts and safety straps or whatever you're and just hold on tight because we have a lot to talk about. And we're gonna start this whole episode off with something really random. There's a Korean show on Netflix that we're slightly obsessed with. Uh-huh. And don't worry. It's kind of related to K-pop, and we'll get there in a moment.
A little bit.
Later on, kind of. Culinary Class Wars. I don't know. Maybe a lot of you have seen it or heard of it.
It's been out for a bit, but then we recently just got Netflix again.
I mean, because I've slowly been seeing more, like, the recipes and stuff pop up on my feed, maybe within the past few weeks.
Yeah. And a lot of my friends have been sending me stuff, and I was like, oh, I know where this is from now because I'm watching it.
So, yeah, it's a pretty interesting show. It's a really good, like...
It's like survival.
Survival chef cooking. Show, like, kind of thing. And it's really good, too. I mean, like, no one's, like, really assholes or anything. No. It's not, like, one of those things, like... But... It has, like, really high-class chefs from, like, that are like legends to like everyone's actually really good. So there's like those legend chefs, and then there's like the chefs that are not legends, but they're really good in their own right. And it's just really interesting. And there's a reason why I'm bringing it up. It's because we like it and enjoy the show. We're catching up a lot on it every time we have like lunch or dinner. We're watching it, but also because one of the hosts pertains to K-pop.
Well, the judge.
Actually, right? Yeah.
Right? He's a judge.
Not just the host, the judge. You're right. And we'll talk about it when it gets to that point. But if you're in need of like a really good like show to watch and just to have in the background and also to get hungry, this is the perfect show.
Yes.
It's an excellent show. Let's see. We have some concerts coming up. Day 6 dropped their third world tour called Forever Young. And I guess they're starting in Taiwan, and they're going to go to Sydney, Melbourne, and Sydney and Melbourne in Australia, Auckland, New Zealand, right? Then they'll be in L.A. and New York, and that's all they dropped so far.
Where's Korea?
It says, and more. Maybe they already did Korea. Oh, okay, you know, I'm not too sure, but...
Okay, so like this is like an extension.
I guess so. I have a note here that Mama has added a couple... Like, we talked about this. We're like, I bet you Mama or Mnet's going to add a couple more artists, like, you know, after they sell tickets or whatever. Which, and then they kind of did.
Yeah, they did.
So what do we have, Haley?
So they added Young Posse.
Excuse me? What did you say?
Young Posse and...
Young Posse.
Oh,
why are you saying it so weird?
I don't know.
Posse. Like, sounds really weird. The way you pronounce it is really weird. They're, like, very suggestive. Young like a posse... You know what a posse is, right?
Yeah, I do.
What posse. Do you... Is that Australian?
Maybe. I don't fucking know.
I don't think Australians say it that way either. What the heck are you talking about? Okay, you're right. Posse. I don't know. Young Posse. Okay.
And then also Anderson .Paak.
Okay.
Who did the collab with BTS. And he's also the second half of Silk Sonic, which is Bruno Mars's duet.
That's why that's interesting that he's going to be there. It makes me wonder, is there a chance?
Maybe
Bruno Mars?
I wish Bruno Mars and Rosé would have been on that lineup.
Secret performance? Dude, that would be insane. But that will probably just be our dreams.
So that's for LA. And they also dropped the host. It's going to be Park Bo Gum.
Yeah, PBG. Amazing. That's pretty awesome. We have PBG as the host for LA.
I think they have PSJ for Korea. Oh, not Korea. For Japan, though.
Son of a bitch.
And a lot of other freaking idols and actors. But they also dropped 17 for Japan.
Of course Japan gets 17. Of course Japan gets fed everything.
Isna. I don't think they've even debuted yet.
I don't think they've
debuted. But yeah, they're going to be performing in Japan for Mama. I think that was it.
I mean, who knows? There might be more special secret stuff. I don't know. We'll see when it happens. But that's kind of cool, though. PBG. And sadly enough, of course, we don't get 17.
Right.
There's also this really weird, like, it just popped up on my feed today. Well, like, I showed it. We talked about it really quickly and briefly on our, like, one of our K-pop chats with our friends. And, there's this thing called Tecate del Norte. So, like, Tecate is, like, the name of this, like, very famous, like, Latin beer. So, Tecate, and in Del Norte, so of the North. And this is going to be held in Monterey, which is, like, kind of close to, like, San Jose or, like, Oakland, San Francisco. It's, like, up north. And they have a really nice aquarium. Remember Monterey Bay Aquarium?
Yes.
Anyways, so this lineup, the reason why I'm bringing it up, it's out of nowhere. It's some big festival that I've never heard of. And it's happening, I think, April next year. But the lineup is really random and really crazy. Haley and I like 1OK Rock because we watched 1OK Rock, which is like this really good J-rock band. We watched them when they toured here on their last tour date. Was it last week?
Yeah,
we
saw last them? Week.
So we saw 1OK Rock. So, of course, like we're following them on Instagram. And they dropped that they're going to be coming back and performing, being part of this random ass like festival that I've never heard of. And you know what caught Haley's eye? I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, 17 will be performing.
17.
I'm like, huh?
Let me get you. Hold on. Let's. Okay, so 17 is going to be there and 1OK Rock. But the crazy part is the rest of the lineup, like the big headliners is Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Green Day. Olivia Rodrigo. Like Capital Cities, Chainsmokers. And the list goes, like, it's such a random lineup. And it's a 3-day festival, like, you know, the typical 3-day American like festival for music festivals. And, you know, so like before even considering this, which we considered just because of the lineup, you'd have to consider how much money you're going to drop, because this is probably the most fucking expensive festival I've ever seen.
Is this for rich people only?
Is this incorrect? Even though I saw U.S. dollar signs, this feels like it should have been like in pesos or some shit. Yeah, because the general... Okay, this is general tickets, guys. General sale is like the lowest. This is like their lowest tier. Around $4,600.
That's crazy.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazier? Their VIP tickets are almost $10,000. It's like 9.8.
This is for rich people.
What? Who the heck is going to buy this?
They didn't mean pesos?
Are they sure they meant to put a... did they put the decimal in the wrong spot? I don't even know. But, I mean, the lineup is awesome.
I mean, the tickets actually go on sale. I just want to look to see if that was actually the price.
I feel like when tickets drop or, like, finally go on sale, like, they're not going to make any barely make any sales.
The fuck is going to drop $10,000?
And then they're
going
to have to lower prices because they need to, like, move it back by, like, a decimal or some shit. Because
like, maybe I'd understand
ridiculous.
The 3 days VIP might be, like, $1,000.
No, maybe like these days, like a couple thousand. Because I feel like, you know, like these big festivals almost go for like around like half a G already.
Down.
But yeah, this is wild. When I went to Coachella, like back in my day when I was in college, when I went to Coachella, so what year Coachella was this? Was this about 12 or 14 years ago? Like the 3-day tickets, the 3-day pass tickets was I think like 400 or less than 400, like 300 something. So it's like, wow. This is 4.6K plus or whatever.
I hope that's not right.
I hope that's so too, weird. But it looks like it's right. And the funny part is like when you go on the website, it's all in Spanish. So like for sure it's like, you know, the Tecate. It's like for sure it has to be sponsored by like, I guess that Spanish like beer
right,
kind
yeah.
of thing. So yeah, if you're interested in any of that and have the money, go for it. Have fun. Know that they'll probably drop the prices because ticket sales were probably not going to be good in the beginning. Anyways, let's keep moving on. See, everything's K-pop. Let's go to comebacks. So, we said on October 25th, G-Dragon was supposed to have a comeback.
Well, that's what everyone thought.
It got pushed. To when, Haley?
To tonight. Well, October 31st.
So, it'll be like at like 2 a.m.
For us
or something? Yes. Haley's definitely going to be awake. I am going to be sleeping.
I am going to be awake.
Haley will be awake.
I don't even know if it's going to be like a music video or just like a digital single, but this is a pre-release song, he said.
Okay.
I'm excited. He's finally back. I'll talk a lot more about him.
These promises, broken promises became an actual promise that is about to happen.
He broke his promise for like 2 years.
So here, you guys, you VIP are ready. Let's see, November 1st. We did have, it's going to be the full album, the first full album for Baby Monster called Drip. They did drop their other music video. We'll talk about it in the music video thing. So their title track will also drop at the same time, along with Kepler. Kepler's sixth mini album, Tippy Tap, will be dropping. November 4th, we have TXT and their seventh mini album, The Star Chapter Sanctuary.
I feel like TXT and N-Hyphen are just... I feel like they're always dropping albums. I don't know why.
Yeah, what the heck? Are they not under JYP now or something?
I don't know.
At this rate, it seems like. But TXT, I mean, shoot. I feel like, you know, maybe their next tour, we'll try to go again. Because that was fun. And, you know, we like their music. Minho from SHINee, of course. If you're not familiar with Minho from SHINee, maybe you're familiar with Minho from all his other acting gigs and, like, reality variety shows, like The Running Show. He has his first album, surprisingly. He's been having so many solo stuff, but I guess this is his first full album. Callback is what it's called. November 6th, Misamo is going to have their second mini album called Haute Couture. The title track is New Look.
Haute Couture.
Couture. I keep saying, well, you say posse instead of posse. Okay, but you say posse, like posse for some reason, and it sounds very suggestive and X-rated. Posse. And but it's posse, yes. Couture, and that makes more sense. And we will talk about their music video too, because they dropped the music video like a pre-release, just like every. It's just pre-releases all the time now, and last but not least, November 6th, we have actually more after this, but I didn't want to like put more because we need stuff for next week. But November 6th, Viviz is going to have their fifth mini album, Voyage. So that's something to look forward to. Still sad that couldn't get like the retail tickets for them when they did their tour, because it was a really good price and you got to take a picture with them.
Mm-hmm. Did that only happen already?
Only happens with the new Goose. Actually, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I try not to pay attention because the sadness and FOMO mm-hmm. in my heart. Okay, let's talk about some music videos, Haley. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I think you put Jin there twice.
6. We had 6. I mean, you really brought him up. Mm-hmm. Worldwide Handsome, yes. Jin. He dropped his music video for
I'll Be There, and it was actually shot in L.A.
Yeah, this is a pre-release track too, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shot in L.A. Like, the whole thing, I'm like, wait, why does that bridge look familiar? And throughout the whole thing, when we're watching it, we're like, this has to be in L.A.
Mm-hmm. And it was.
Guess what? I found it. If you're curious, please message us on Instagram, at Permission to Stand Podcast, because I literally saved the pin location. Because I like didn't know exactly, so I literally went down into Google Streets around the general area and was like virtually walking and going down the street with like through their pictures. And I found it. Mm-hmm. If you want to know the coordinates because you're just curious to see it, yeah. And if you're curious to see, even I have the coordinates and everything saved for the On BTS music video, which was filmed like 10 minutes from our house. Yeah, from right here in LA also, but like in San Fernando Valley, like around Balboa Park. Yeah, I have that too. If you're just curious and you want to see all this stuff, like where all of it's located on Google Maps, and I have like all these random shit, including this, saved. Mm-hmm. This is like my K-pop, like random bookmarks on Google Maps. Overall, there's a lot more English than I expected from Jin.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good song, honestly. It's simple very simple and catchy, which is what he wanted.
It's very happy compared to his teasers.
Astronaut. Oh.
Oh, well, Astronaut was, of course, a different story.
So yeah.
No, but yeah, it's super happy. But I mean, like, his teasers, like, look so serious. Like, he's a model.
That's right.
So this one was, it was a good song. It was really fun. And, like, another giveaway was, like, I was like, a lot of the backup, not backup dancers. There's no backup dancers here.
The actors, yes.
Thank you, Haley. A lot of them did not look Korean.
They're all, like, multicultural.
So that
look like from L.A.
That kind of gave away, like, oh, it's probably in the U.S. And, yeah, we found it. It's here in L.A., close to downtown L.A., like, right on the outskirts. And yeah, it's a pretty good song. A lot of fun vibes. Looking forward to the rest of the album when that drops.
Mm-hmm.
Misamo also dropped their music video for the song Identity, their pre-release. I have not been feeling their songs. I'm huge once. You know, Sana is my number one, my ultimate bias. Sana Sama. I mean. I don't know what else to say. I'm not feeling their songs.
Right,
I thought their songs, especially because they're like the J line, would be more like J-pop, like poppy sound.
But it's not.
It's definitely not. I mean, some people probably like it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not the sound and the vibe that I was thinking it would be. And I just haven't. They're just like whatever to me kind of thing. Like,
yeah. They're and not memorable.
It's yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It's not super memorable, at least for me. But the music video itself was memorable. Like, damn, Mina and Sana blonde, like, reminded us that when they were blonde. And I was like, damn, Mina looks cute. I was like, damn, Sana with that hat in the beginning. That's all I need. I told Haley, I'm like, oh, that's it. That's probably the best part of this music video. Yeah, so I was right about that. I mean, Momo is still blonde throughout the whole thing. Because I think they just threw blonde wigs on Sana and Mina, of course. But yeah, the music video itself, it's like, you can tell it's high quality and everything. It's interesting, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when
it's
they're wearing white.
Artsy,
and
I feel.
Yeah, I liked it. It's just a song I don't really care for. Like you said, it's just not memorable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it. I'm just not fond of it. I don't know. Yeah, that's all I can say. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Sana looks amazing. I love you, Sana. I miss you. Let's move on to ITZY. We had a lot of different things to say about ITZY last week. Haley expressed and voiced.
Was it last week?
Yeah, for Gold.
Oh, yeah. But I did mention, I was like, the one song that I did like off that album was Imaginary Friend.
And guess what?
They gave me a music video.
Imaginary Friend was the B-side track with a music video that dropped. And wow, that was like, for me, like sound wise, Night and Day. Mm-hmm. I love Imaginary Friend. It's such a good song. Mm-hmm. The lyrics are amazing. And the beat and the sound, the tune, fantastic. Mm-hmm. What the fuck was Gold? I don't even know. It was just a bunch of sounds and random stuff just thrown in there. Like, yeah. It was like some weird, like, change up kind of shit on some parts. Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't executed like well.
ITZY still hasn't found their sound.
Which is blows my mind. It's been like, what, 5-6 mm-hmm. years now? And they're still searching. Or it's like they keep flopping back and forth between different sounds. I just wish they just stayed with like how Wannabe was, and like you know, Untouchable was good. It just sucks Leah wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the fact in this music video that Leah was centered.
Yes,
a lot. Mm-hmm. She looks really good.
All of them do. Actually,
you're right. Haley's right. They all look fantastic. Damn, like Chaeryeong looks way different from like debut. Like she's been glowing up ever since. Like every year, but like honestly, just like how they dress all of them and everything, and like they look. Like, they're, like, the maturity level caught up to, like, how they, like, they look, mm-hmm. right? It's just like how we talked about V or Tay. Mm-hmm. Tay's, like, ears were too big.
For his head.
For his head. And after years, he, like, had a giant glow up because his head grew into his ears. But, like, yeah, I mean, same goes for Chaeryeong. And, like, just overall, like, Leah looks so good right now. Mm-hmm. I hope she's, like, really refreshed and, you know, feeling it and, like, mm-hmm. kind of like happy to like be doing, you know, this type of work, like her career. Looks like the music video too was really interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of blood, mm-hmm. a lot of scratches, bruises, bumps, and interesting too, like the whole concept of that music video. Like they were like fighting, and I don't know if it's like defending themselves mm-hmm. kind of thing, mm-hmm. but yeah, like it's such a mature. Like, even though there's like kind of like looks like it was taking place like in like high school or something, mm-hmm. it was such a mature video and such a mature song.
Yeah.
And it sounds so good and it looks so good. So I guess maybe we're going to go watch ITZY again. We'll see.
I mean,
if not Barricade, it doesn't have to be Barricade, but if we get some good, decent seats, like the 100 sections for retail, you know, sign us up. I really enjoy
it. Just for that song.
That song is great. And then, I mean, of course, like, you know, I like Wannabe still. Mm-hmm. What can I say? Moving on, we also have Baby Monster. Baby Monster literally just dropped mm-hmm. Click Clack mm-hmm. less than like 24 hours of this from this recording. And click like this is their pre-release mm-hmm. track. Remember, they're going to have Drip in like a day or two already. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's one of those tracks. What is that Boy Next Door song that you said it was kind of?
Dangerous.
Yeah, so it's like one of those really like hard, like just hard rap hip-hop songs mm-hmm. kind of tracks. Like, it's very basic, including the video itself, super basic and just
not
all
basic
black.
In a bad way.
Not a bad way. Yeah, it's like all black and white. Mm. And it's interesting because Haley brought up a point that the music video, like, if you watch it, the environment, like the scenes and everything, they're like this whole like set is mm-hmm. used a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like
in a lot of K-pop videos. Like
the crosswalk.
Yeah, it's like that. Like underground, like crosswalk. Yeah. Yunjin was walking in it for Le Sserafim.
Yeah,
like,
I
you'll
feel like
notice
there's
it.
Other K-pop groups that have used it as well, but
is it for Korea? No, I think it. I'm not sure which one was it for. Easy,
I don't remember.
Was it? No, it's like I don't remember. It's the one where like you know, like Yunche, like she fell downstairs, and then but then like Yunjin was like some on some like street throwing her drink away or some shit. That's all I can kind of vaguely mm-hmm. remember. And like Haley said, there's like other mm-hmm. a lot of other groups that have used this, like guy groups too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very like. Basic, and then at the end it gets like you start hearing like an actual beat mm-hmm. it's like really short it's mm-hmm. like at the end and it's like oh it's just, this sounds like a YG song
right it sounds really good
like
at
the beat
end.
Is like YG and then that's it it is what it is
kind I feel
of
like
too.
That kind of song because I told Yoko I was like when Boy Next Door came out with Dangerous I didn't really care for it but the more that I listened to it and watched them perform it on music shows, I was like, damn, I actually really like this song.
So, yeah.
And I feel like Baby Monster's song is going to be like
it's
that.
It's going to 100%. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those where, like, you just have to listen to it a few times
and
you're
it
like, wait a second.
And it sounds good during a concert
yeah,
as well.
That's why I told Haley when we were watching this, this is like a fantastic. It reminds me of Stray Kids when they do their, like, harder songs mm-hmm. that, like, I didn't really care for. But when you hear and see it and
like Side Effects,
like when the when you see it and when they perform it live in front of you, I just feel like the energy is different.
Yeah.
It, like they go hard. The
hype
music
you up.
Hypes the whole crowd up. The energy goes. Everyone goes wild. It's like one of those songs where it just like goes hard and everyone goes crazy when you hear it live. So, I mean, whenever they finally tour here. I'm looking forward to this song too. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going. We have two more. Stacy. So the song is called GPT, mm-hmm. and the song is better for, especially for me,
yes.
than Cheeky Icy Thang. Mm-hmm. I don't like Cheeky Icy Thang.
I hope this album does a lot better for them.
Yeah, because it was like, so
they
bad.
Have good songs.
I mean, the last album like didn't do so well. Mm-hmm. Basically, this is a really good song.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, we haven't listened to the full album. Has everything dropped already for them?
I'm not too sure. I think this was a digital single or something.
Oh, okay.
Possibly. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. But the music video was interesting, too. Like, Jay was, like, the protagonist and, like, saved them kind of, like, from...
A laboratory?
Like, this laboratory where they're kind of... seemed like they were getting brainwashed into falling in love with, like, some guy that... When the guy was, like, dressed all in white with, like, a white hood, and it looks like he was, like, part of the KKK. So okay. I don't even know what the hell... He's, like, on a leash. He looks like he's part of the, like, Ku Klux Klan. I was like, what the hell is going on? Jay saved them. It was cool. Also, like, I like that Jay's putting on some meat on her.
Yeah,
like,
but it looks, she got...
I know, she got hate for it.
It's so dumb.
But you know what? I heard also she, like, was the one that was, like, she apologized.
Yeah, she apologized.
On behalf of herself. She's apparently, like, I know, like, maybe some K-Nets, of course K-Nets will probably say something, but I heard, like, she saw, like, their recent videos, and she noticed it herself, so she apologized on her own behalf. Which sucks because that shows the standards that people have, and then like the idols are so affected by it. So it's kind of
so
more
dumb
sad
because honestly, the weight that she gained is not bad weight. It's
I don't
like
think so either.
Normal, healthy weight. Like her legs are not sticks anymore. I don't think she even gained that much weight.
She looks good. Yeah, I don't even think she should be apologizing. It sucks that she's apologizing on her own behalf, kind of thing. But I mean, that's the fucking world we live in. When you're in the fucking K-pop world, we all know this.
I mean, some idols though, they don't give a shit.
Of
I feel
course.
Like Kiss of Life is more like thick.
They
don't care.
They will take Jay in under their wing.
Yeah. 100%. Like some of them, they just don't like, they're not bothered by those standards and stereotypes that all girls have to be stick figures.
Yeah, so overall, in terms of GPT, I liked it a lot. It was a really good song. I liked it a lot. 50-50. Last but not least, dropped us an actual music video for the song Gravity. I didn't even think they were going to drop a music video for it because I think they only had like 3 or 4 songs on their latest comeback. And Starry Night and SOS were the ones that had music videos because I think they were the title tracks. Mm-hmm. Gravity was not like, I don't think it was a title track, but Haley knows. This song has been repeat in this house.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this song again.
I love this song. I don't know why. Like the sound is so good to me. Like, I don't know. This is like, it hits like what I like in terms of like what I like in like music sounds. Even though sometimes in the back of my head, I know it's kind of sounds basic, like almost like Chainsmokers-ish, like that type of sound. But it's really good. And it's not just Chainsmokers because like they can like the vocals, like they did a really good job in the chorus. It's like the octave, like the like a really high one and then the low one, like they match them together because it's actually two members singing at the same time. And the song itself is really good, and a lot of it is in English. The whole chorus is in English. If you haven't checked it out, 50-50, we all know them because of their viral hit Cupid, which you know, we talked also that like 3 of the members from that era is gone.
Yeah, all their drama,
all that drama. They're left with Kina is like the one member, and then they took in 4 or more members, so there's 5 of them right now. One of them is actually from here in LA, from Hawthorne, which is like next where my sister lives. Like she lives in Gardena. And one of them is from Sweden. Athena and Chanel is the one from here in LA. But I really like this song a lot, and they have a lot of talent. So if you haven't checked out 50-50 in a while, you should probably check this song out. It's Gravity. It's really good, super good. Let's see, I think really briefly, oh man, I mean, do you want to talk about this before or after the break? You choose, Haley.
I'm just going to get this out of the way. There's a lot.
Maybe I'll put a small brief little commercial break here. So get a water, get a or any drink you have, take a bathroom break, grab some popcorn.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
If you need a pause, go for it. Then we'll talk about it, because now we'll talk about the Hype Code document. I don't know what else to call it. This is...
I don't know.
This is a lot.
Hype lately has been really under... the freaking spotlight.
Ooh.
Not in the best way.
We're talking about, if you didn't know, like some crazy document about Hype talking about a lot, talking shit,
yeah,
and nitpicking and like going after all these different artists, mm-hmm, from like all the different agencies.
Yes.
We're talking about Stray Kids level. Like they go talking about everyone from Stray Kids to Ive. And then also they talk about some of their own.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell this is. Haley
just dropped out of nowhere, really?
It's like, I don't know, apparently 18,000 pages long?
Yeah. So basically, these are all internal documents from Hype. And they were, like, recently dropped. I don't know what happened. Or, like, are they auditing? Or, like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what the
exactly.
F is going on. Because they talk so much shit. Like, all, like, it's insane.
And
it's, like, not just
it?
Shit. It's, like, there's actual facts and interesting stuff. You're, like... this probably should never have been talked about.
But wait, why is this all written down in like an 18,000 page document?
Like, that's
a
good point.
They said that it weighed 9 kilograms.
That's freaking heavy.
Like, what? Who has the time to go through all of that?
Well, they do, obviously. What whoever the hell. Fuck? The thing is, what blows my mind is a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about on this one kind of blew my mind too. And we even had, I think some people probably seen it. Sun Kwan from Seventeen even had a big long comment about
right. He made a post on his personal Instagram.
Yeah,
about
regarding
it.
This, it was huge news, obviously,
mm-hmm,
and it's just a lot to unload, a lot to unpack. We're not gonna we're not covering everything.
No, I'm gonna just
we're
like
gonna
pick
talk about
and choose
point,
which ones.
Point. We're gonna talk about 0.5% of this, if
yeah,
anything,
because it's 18,000 pages. But basically, they're the employees from Hype were making fun of internal and like competing K-pop groups, basically. Like, this seems like such like high school shit.
Yeah, okay, but the thing is that the thing that blows my mind, how is this all documented?
I don't know.
Like, are they emailing or texting each other and they're like
are
getting
they
an audit?
Dropping?
No,
like,
okay.
Can they? Are
well,
they
no,
allowed
okay. See,
to
like,
do that?
First off, you're going too far
okay.
ahead. Who cares if they're eavesdropping? Because it's just like water cooler banter.
Mm-hmm.
That's just verbal talk. And the thing is, though, it's like, if this is all documented, that means they're either texting or emailing or maybe IMing. Because you direct message IMs and all this stuff. It's like people forget that it can all be, like, it's
kept.
All in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
It's always recorded, especially if you're working for a company.
Yeah.
Like, I know this because Haley knows this too, because we work in the healthcare field. It's like, be careful what you say, because it could always come back to haunt you,
mm-hmm,
because everything is tracked. The thing is, some of this stuff, it's like, who the hell texts or like emails or like IMs this kind of shit?
I don't know.
Like, the way that they talk about it and the stuff they talk about, it's like, what? This is stuff like I would talk about to Haley as we're eating
yeah.
dinner. Or, like, watching a show.
Like oh, I don't like ITZY's gold.
Like, oh, yeah, it's just side...
it's just stuff
it's like
that. It's
side
dumb.
Comments during... like, that you would just say.
Yeah.
The fact that this is all documented is scary. Because it's like, what if all of this was actually recorded? Like, you know, maybe Haley was right. Going back to not what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if it was overheard in, like, I don't know, in the freaking, like, wherever they
and
are.
And someone's, like, typing or,
yeah,
like, writing it down.
You don't have to write it. Haley, this is not the Stone Age.
Okay.
This is not the 90s anymore, the 2000s.
Recordings.
There's literally a
AI.
Lot. We have AI technology,
know,
that'll
yeah.
just jot everything down that you're saying.
Which is terrifying. So
it
really,
is.
You have to be careful what
you
you're
have
saying.
To be.
I'm just going to go briefly over some that, like, caught my attention because they're, like, obviously idols I care about.
Right. That relates to, like, stuff that we're interested in. Also, back to, like, really quickly about, like, the AI catching everything. I mean, how the hell do we get all these crazy advertisements on our phone, on Instagram, Facebook, like, on all our social media stuff about stuff we never search on our phone?
Our phone is listening.
But, like, we talk about, like, I'll talk about, like, tacos right now. To Haley, and it's gonna be a Taco Bell or a Del Taco ad or some shit. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, go
so
ahead.
Weird.
Let's talk about some groups because some of this Haley looked over a lot more than I did. I nitpicked and saw some that were related to groups that I like Le Sserafim. But you could go first.
The ones that I just like chose from was okay. This one is about Wonbin from Rise, and basically, in the document, someone. They just, like, label it as, like, from Hype documents. So someone said, Wonbin's look had already raised eyebrows during KCON because his front and profile shots were noticeably different. The team kept him in a beanie constantly, possibly because while some parts of his face are attractive, they don't harmonize completely. So styling plays a huge role for him. Without the beanies, added height, his proportions were also surprisingly lacking, which might make it hard for him to fully take on the center role. So Wonbin,
yeah, that's right, because he's supposed to be the center,
Wonbin
right?
Wonbin is center.
The funny part about that, though, not gonna lie, I noticed it when we were at KCON.
I did too.
I noticed it more at KCON, but I know we watched Rise too. But like, his. Like, his side profile to his front is, like,
it's symmetrical
kind of different
at all.
Yeah.
No, it's very, like, asymmetrical.
But the thing is, who the fuck cares?
The thing is, he's still fucking handsome.
Yeah, like, what?
Like, what? I'd like to see the person who even said this.
I want to see both of them. The person receiving and the person talking, like...
Because
can we see your guys' faces and can we judge you too? Like, this applies to every single thing we're about to talk about, to be honest.
To be honest, like... With Wonbin, like, that I did notice that when I first saw him. I was like, his face is not symmetrical. But the thing is, like, he's my bias because I find him the most attractive. And also, like...
Anton
is very handsome, too. But, and yes, Wonbin is shorter than a lot of the members in the group. But he's center. And I think it's cute. Like, I don't know. This is honestly just baby fucking shit that they're talking about.
Baby shit.
Also, speaking of height, of course they body shamed freaking my boy Changbin.
They're gonna talk about height and body looks. Changbin is gonna be under fire.
He's so
100%.
Like, he doesn't look like your typical K-pop pretty boy idol.
And even when they debuted, he was skinny as fuck, but he looked just like Malfoy.
Exactly. But so anyway, the person that wrote this one was like, I feel sorry. For Changbin, because of the difference in physique, feel even sorrier thinking about how when Stray Kids, Changbin filmed a challenge with NMIX, their heights were so similar. Like saying that he's fucking short.
Because he's short.
keep feeling that way thinking about how it was when Changbin stood next to Yeonjun from TXT. On camera.
Everyone's probably seen this.
He just so happened to be friends with Yeonjun. Yeonjun and Changbin are like BFFs. And when Yeonjun was...
One of the hosts, the MCs.
For, like, Stray Kids was there, and then Changbin stood next to Yeonjun, and he even told Yeonjun to, like, step back.
That was funny
so
as
Changbin
fuck.
Changbin would look taller.
Yeonjun was, like, laughing or, like, smiling.
The thing is, like, Changbin knows he's short, but he owns that shit. But then just for, like, these...
Including his muscles. Like, he's not scrawny
he's not
skinny
scrawny.
Either. So, of course, he owns it, though, because
he,
like, loves fucking
so
just fucking... being buff and meaty and beefy.
I mean, good for him, honestly. But then, like, I feel like a lot more of the boy idols now are bulking up. I like to see that because it's better for them to put on muscle than be, like, stick figures the whole time. Anyway, that was just the ones that I picked. I think Joko had some stuff about Le Sserafim.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, this is kind of the other side of it. It's like... Yeah, they're, like, nitpicking at other idols from other groups, but they kind of talk about internal stuff, too. But, yeah, I mean, it's just funny that they talk about, like, Changbin and go after, because he's so easy to target.
Poor thing.
But it's, like, sad, but it's at the same time...
Leave him alone.
At the same time, Stray Kids is doing damn well. They don't get... Like, it's all these people's making opinions and comments and stuff is, like, blows my mind that it's all saved, though, under Hype. And it's, like, what I was saying, like, let's go look at how these people look like, the ones that are making these comments.
Before you go on to I just want to say that, like, I think, because of course, like, Stray Kids is aware of all of this shit that's being said
of course.
And stuff.
And not so, even Stray, I'm sure all the idols,
all of the
everyone
idols,
knows.
All of them. Yeah. But it was funny because I think after this dropped, like, all these hype documents, and then Stray Kids had a concert, I think it was in Sydney. And then, I don't know if Stray Kids were purposely doing this. They were like, can you guys see us? I know we're small. Like, they were like,
of course they did.
And it was Bang Chan who said it. So
yeah, it's always fucking Bang Chan. Because I was about to say, like, was that, I was about to literally ask you, was it Bang Chan? Because he's the one who takes stuff personally and, like, likes bringing shit to light a lot. Like,
but basically,
so.
He's like, I know we're small, but then, like, we sound really good. Because, like, he was... I know he was, like, picking off on that
of
shit.
Of course he was.
I love that, though. Okay, you can move on.
This man. Mm-hmm. He can be petty as fuck and deluded as fuck sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just... It's also a good thing because that means he's just aware of everything going on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's important, too. As a leader. Like, at least he'll, like, bring it up. And the uncomfortable and weird, awkward things. Like, he'll put it on himself. He doesn't care. So that's cool. Respect. Yeah, they're short kings.
They are.
Collectively, they're definitely the shortest group.
Yeah, they are.
Let's see. I guess, yeah, also in this Hype document letter, like, it's crazy. So they talk about Le Sserafim, too. And there's Le Sserafim, and it was interesting. So I guess their target for Le Sserafim was IVE.
Hmm.
They wanted Le Sserafim to be IVE's main rivals kind of thing. It's interesting, right? Because I feel like... in my head, like, I'm like, I feel like the more successful groups do well by just being themselves and, like, trying to be successful as a group. They're not, like, creating groups and creating, like, this whole thing to go after another group. It's kind of petty, but at the same time, I'm like, that shouldn't be the focus. But it's, like, interesting that this came out. So this is, like, one of the documents about it. So they, like, Le Sserafim was mainly, they wanted to make them as IVE's rivals. They also dropped more details about Garam regarding her past and everything. Ultimately, they even, like, kind of admitted, and, like, there was, like, facts being stated that literally it was not really true, which is which sucks. And then, like, they even said in the documents, like, yeah, they knew some of it was, like, fabricated. Like, they knew some of the photos that, like, K-Nets or other people were posting
about
were,
Garam.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, remember those, like, chalkboards or, like, some like all those bullying stuff. That got her kicked out ultimately because Hype was fucking weak or and all this shit. Trying to also Hype was trying to make it look like, oh, we listen to our fans and then kind of like
listen to the crazy K-Nets.
Yeah, exactly. But then at to the point where like they will cut out one of their artists who were like innocent,
stupid,
just to like satisfy that. Like, and you know, use someone as a scapegoat. They use Garam as a scapegoat kind of thing. It's really sad. So back to these photos I was talking about, the leaked photos. In the document was saying that they knew that the photos and the chalkboard and all that writing and shit belonged to the same school she was from, but all those photos and everything that was shown and like brought to like public light were taken after she was gone from the school. So like she can't write it because she's already like a trainee and like she's not even in that school anymore either.
Did they just not like her?
It's like they knew all these facts. I don't even know because Garam was supposed to be the center.
Yeah.
Of them. She was their center. So it's like I don't know what the hell was going in the back of their heads.
I feel like this is really similar to Seungchan.
It's kind of... It's
Seunghan.
Yeah.
Because
but,
like...
In a way it's...
They both got kicked out.
No, but it's not similar because Seunghan like actually got caught with a girl or other stuff. Like literally Garam was like kind of innocent for throughout the whole thing. Like she didn't do shit.
She was just for a friend, right?
Yeah. Supposedly. And then all this other stuff with the pictures are all false. So it's not like she was bullying really. Like she didn't bully anyone. She's just standing up for a friend or whatever. Like, cause I mean, they really tried digging it up, but it blows my mind. It's just like, it gets ruined. And then like all this stuff was just used with Hype's knowledge or Source's knowledge, and they just dropped her as a scapegoat. And then they also thought, I know I put it somewhere here. Let me see. To show that they're listening to fans, aka the wrong people, the not real fans and shit. And also I heard that they were also thinking of it as a marketing ploy. Because the marketing thing was like something happened with like aespa also, because we know Hive has brought up aespa too. And they're saying like some bad marketing and publicity with like aespa. I think it happened with Giselle or whatever. Remember like accusations of like underage drinking or smoking before debut. It was bad publicity, but it was good because people got interested in the group.
Right.
So they used the drama of Garam to get attention first. And then once the attention was on them, like kind of like, you know, for the wrong reasons, they like used her as a scapegoat and dropped her and showed that like, oh, because she did something wrong, even though we know it was fabricated and false, we're going to show that we listened to the people and drop her. That's just so messed up. And yeah, so it really sucks. It's so they use her as like a publicity and marketing stunt, like the whole situation. So that's just like,
poor thing.
That's just another page in this fucking Hive document, whatever the Hive files, right?
Yeah.
It's wild. It blows my mind. You want to talk about also, because we related to this is Seungkwan.
Yeah.
Seungkwan. So... I mean, we talked about all the idols, definitely like, heard about it, probably like the ones who are really curious and interested. I'm pretty sure Bang Chan, Seungkwan are two of them,
right?
Really like went into it to see like what the hell dropped or like what was it all about.
Yeah, so Seungkwan actually shared an Instagram post on his personal Instagram, and it was all reflecting about what was being going on for the Hive's internal documents. I didn't write everything here. If you guys want to check it out, there's translations everywhere for the whole he did it like a letter and then also like his whole caption. It was really, really long, but it's like addressing all of this drama that's been going on with Hybe. He basically wrote, I no longer want to see us hurt each other. I've tried to quietly endure it, hoping things would pass, but now I can't stay silent anymore. My fans, my members, and my fellow artists work tirelessly, and I won't just stand by as they're hurt. He also said, being an idol isn't something I should have to endure while it eats away at me. I just want to give my best and share positive energy with my fans in every way I can. Please don't underestimate idols. We are not your items to use as you please. We fight for every moment on stage, and it takes a toll. He's like, if we can all just be a bit warmer, I think things could improve. I hate watching others break and give up. Let's stop causing pain we can't take responsibility for. This is my sincere hope. There was like a lot more to it, but then I just picked those phrases, but I was like, damn, for him to like actually,
it was really long.
It was an essay.
Holy shit.
And because like 17 has been in the industry for years, like years, and like a lot of these newer idols and groups look up to 17 and they know them as like their seniors. So for Seungkwan to like actually step forward and say something about
to,
it
against the company that he belongs to.
I mean, like, I know they were a part of Pledis, but Hive absorbed them, so like he knows, like, it's wrong. I feel like all these people and like staff from Hive, like, they should be supporting the idols and being like positive about their idols.
They're thinking of the money, they're thinking of the market. It sucks.
They're just using them as cash cows. Like, it feels like, oh, they're just products kind of thing.
Exactly. No, 100%.
They're not even humans with 100%. Feelings.
It feels like it now. It sucks because like the humble beginnings of all this was Big Hit and
That's
BTS.
Why. And I was telling my friends too, I was like, when it was just BTS and Big Hit, it wasn't like this at all. Like, BTS was treated really, really well. Like, they started from absolutely nothing. And, like, they had a good relationship with their company. But once it was absorbed and taken by Hive...
And, like, Hive was created,
I think it's different now. It sucks. And because, like, even... I know we've mentioned this before, too. Like, we saw, like, all these groups that Hive would just be, like, pumping out within the next few years. And we're like, what the fuck? Why is there so many groups?
Yeah, I mean, like, Eyelid's most, like, other recent one. Like, it blows my mind.
And they have Cat's Eye now. Like, I feel like... And they're still going to keep pumping more out. The idols are going to get younger and younger. And it's just like, damn.
It's a business to them. I mean, ultimately, it is a business. But
treat them like human
But then
beings.
There's businesses out here that, like, yeah, where they do well because, I don't know, they remember that their employees and the people working there are actual human beings and people too.
Right.
It
sucks.
It's, yeah, it kind of sucks that it's come to this.
Like items, basically. So yeah, so like I hope that Song Hwan's message was like able to get through.
I'm sure Yunjin enjoyed that a lot because she has that one song called Idol, like kind of talks about the same thing. And yeah. And they met during that Hype Game Caterers thing, so I'm sure they appreciate each other on that type of level too. But it's I'm glad he spoke up. Yeah, we need more big. We need more really like huge influential artists to like say stuff. I mean, look at Jungkook, remember? Yeah. With New Jeans, the whole thing.
Yes.
Like the people, a lot of people still don't believe that it was him. Like, come on, he even fucking said it was him posting on BAM's account. Mm-hmm. It's like crazy. I feel like, you know, but the thing is like they hear more stuff from the news and media where they live, from Korea.
Yeah.
So of course KNET's that's what they hear from and everything. Mm-hmm. So they probably don't hear as much of the global perspective and like the fans from internationally.
I feel like for the most part, global fans don't say shit like this.
Like a lot of like crazy stuff. Yeah, it's just it. But I mean, they live in Korea. What can you do, right? Like, yeah. I understand it from that perspective. So they hear a lot of like the shitty parts too. But I hope they know that they have a lot of support from us, like globally too. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, like we mentioned before, just you know, travel, come visit, perform for us globally instead. Let's see. I think after that is it time for an actual real break, or do you want to talk about G-Dragon?
No, break first.
Break time. Yes, bathroom break. Go to the bathroom, potty, because you probably need to. Maybe stay hydrated, get something to drink, and don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And follow us wherever you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on most streaming platforms. Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on our Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to send us a message, please DM us on there.
Yes. And let's let's move on to the actual other news stuff and like just other stuff we were going to talk about. G-Dragon already looks like he's next.
Yes. Are you ready?
You have a lot. Holy okay. crap.
So what's funny?
Can you condense this or like is this uncondensable?
I don't think it's condensable. Okay. But anyway, so like I think after we recorded last week's episode, like all this shit dropped. Like a lot of it dropped that night. And I was like, fuck. Because I know
it
I
always
was,
happens.
I know I was complaining. Time. I was like, what the fuck? He hasn't dropped anything yet. Like he's supposed to be having a comeback. Like I haven't seen any teasers or anything. So like the first teaser that he did post was on his Instagram. And it was basically just a blacked out photo. And at first I was like, what the fuck is this? But some fans got crafty and they took a screenshot of that black photo and increased the brightness, and what you find on there was like a loading screen. So people like VIP got super excited and they're just like, oh my god, like he's actually coming back, because like this has something to do with his comeback. After that he posted another teaser, or like I guess yeah, it's a teaser, and it was like a buffering loading screen, and his caption said charging up. And then he also had one that said the word just error, and he said in his caption, loading, please hold on. I was like, dude,
it's coming back to life,
dude, what the fuck? I've been waiting 7.5 years, like why are you gonna make me wait and tease
because
me?
He's charging. I know, Haley, he's charging up. He's been charging, he's depleted his first battery
anyway. So like I mean, all these kind of like encrypted posts were very exciting for VIP anyway, because I was like, damn, he's like not fucking posting his damn shoes for once. And it's
what
actually
about his cats? You can't forget his cats.
So he also has another Instagram called fanplusone.com. It's all words. So he's been posting all these teasers and like photos for his comeback on there. So I would suggest following that if you want like instant updates about his upcoming album. He still posts on his like personal Instagram as well. But I think this is just one that he's promoting his actual music on. So insiders say that the musician's highly anticipated comeback is going to be a combination of alternation stages such as editing and finalizing the music video and the B-side track. So it's still, I don't know if it's still in production, but this...
I mean, at least we know one song is done.
At least we know one song
is complete, Haley.
But they said that he's going to return with a full album sometime in early November. G-Dragon, that is like one day away from now. Anyway, so this marks G-Dragon's first solo album release in nearly 7.5 years. Can you fucking believe it? Because the last album that we saw him perform live was in 2017.
That blows my mind. 7 years? Crazy. That's 7 years already?
Yeah.
Time has flown. Holy.
It really has.
Shit.
So.
And that was at the Kia Forum.
Yes.
That was cool.
So, I forget that G-Dragon is not part of, like, an actual K-pop company anymore. He's on his own. So, like, I know I was complaining about it, but I was like, where the hell are the concept photos and, like, the music teasers and, like, the video teasers? There's none of that. Because G-Dragon is doing it basically the way he wants it. And he just posted his teaser for it on his stories. It was like his crazy stories that he posts of his cats and his shoes and his blurry selfies. He did an Instagram live.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's interesting.
Instagram live, and he like previewed that's his trailer promotion.
It's an IG live.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's so him, I guess. His song that is dropping literally at 2 a.m. tonight and 6 p.m. KST is called Power. So I guess that's why he's charging up. He's going to go full power.
I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, he has that type of influence, mm-hmm. and especially in the K media.
Yes.
Where, like, he can just do an IG live and that's enough for his promotion.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this. Also, you know, G-Dragon is performing at Mama, right, in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he didn't ask?
Oh, yeah. I think I said this to you.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Or I don't remember. Yeah. Maybe you did. That blew my mind. Because I know a lot of artists, you know, most of the time they would ask or like try to apply to be part of the show. Right. For like, especially because of marketing purposes.
Right.
But it was reversed. Mnet went to him.
Mm-hmm. As soon as they found out he was dropping a new album.
they ran.
Yeah.
They asked him to perform
for Mama this year, which is crazy. This is going to be fucking amazing. Like, honestly, the king of K-pop is back. Like, if you haven't been into K-pop when he was around with Big Bang, you guys are in for a treat, to be honest. Also,
I mean, we're talking also about the creator of the light sticks. The light sticks, the ones that we use for all the K-pop groups. Haley told me he's the originator.
Yeah, he was the one that pioneered the light sticks. He made the first one, and then all these groups after that, they just decided this was a really cool idea, and they all made one for their own group. Also, G-Dragon is going to be on like a lot of those variety shows. It seems like there's like a lot of previews. He's going to be on Daesung's one.
I think that's probably the start. I like that. That's going to be amazing. Like one of the first variety shows he's going to be in is like the show where like his fellow groupmate is the host of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
So I think that's coming out sometime in early November as well.
And the preview that you showed me, he's like not super skinny. So it's kind of cute and cool.
Yeah.
Like he's like, you know, has some meat on him because we're like, he's older and probably doesn't care.
He's like, what, 36 now?
But so it's like, because I remember the old stuff you showed me. He was like, you know, really small and skinny, tiny kind of thing. Like Jimin almost, right?
Yeah.
But like, now he looks like he has like a little bit of meat on his cheeks kind of thing. So it's cool. I like it.
So I want to just say like G-Dragon, he's on another show. I forgot what this one was called. But he did like another interview and he was basically explaining the track Power. He said that Power is about the power each person has individually and shared. The power I have is music. When looking at things from the third person perspective during my 7 years of hiatus, I realize the media has a lot of power these days.
Yes.
So he's going to like address all of that in this song. I feel like G-Dragon doesn't give a fuck with his lyrics. Like, he will say it
I'm
straight.
Glad. This is going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
I'm excited for that. I didn't know that. This is interesting. I can't wait. Yeah, because like he has such a big influence. And the fact, you know, that's an interesting perspective because now he's looking from, you know, like our point of view.
Right.
And he's just watching and viewing. And now that he sees, like, how, like, bad it's gotten, I mean, literally, we're just talking about Hybe.
Right.
And the media and just, like, how everything works and it's controlled.
Yes.
I'm sure he has a lot to say about that or, like, fucking fuck some people up with this.
He was like, I wanted to express that in a satire of some sort.
Oh, yes. I love satire. I am a fan of satire for sure.
He also said that these days, I'm living as Ji-Yong. So much that it feels like it's time to find G-Dragon again. He said, it feels like I'm getting back to my usual routine, cameras, makeup, shaving, wearing dress shoes. I guess he hasn't been wearing shoes.
He's been going casual. Come on.
And meeting other celebrities. I'm just starting the comeback process, so I'm happily taking these step by step.
I'm glad. And because it's also different. 7 years ago, a lot has changed since then.
So much has changed, G-Dragon.
It's like he's just walked right straight into the future kind of thing.
It's
like,
so funny.
It's like a big time leap.
It's funny because like when Taeyong did his comeback last year, and he made G-Dragon do the dance challenge with him. Because like Taeyong has never done dance challenges before. And, like, so G-Dragon never has either. But then, like, Taeyong enjoyed it so much. I feel like he did it with every single group that we listened to.
And then everyone wanted to do it with him. He's, like, one of the uncles of K-pop kind
of
thing.
They look up to him. So, like, can you imagine? I hope G-Dragon goes on music shows and promotes.
Oh,
so
shit.
So he can dance with all my faves now, which is
would be insane for you. I feel like, especially for you, like, wow, yeah. I don't even know how to describe it because I can't compare this to anything. So this will be a trip for you if this happens.
Right. And then, I mean, like, I hope so. Because, like, honestly, I feel like G-Dragon is very, like, introverted and awkward. He has, like, this persona.
Dude,
on
his
stage.
Persona, though, when he's, he's a, woof, damn, he's crazy. He's way different.
But all you guys are in for a treat. I'm excited for Mama. For him to, like, perform in front of all these people that he hasn't performed for, like, for 7+ years. So keep your eyes on him. I'm excited for this song. We will talk about it next episode.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. I know we're getting, it's like an hour, Haley. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I can't condense.
You know what? I can't condense this, too. We're talking about a lot of stuff. So if you're... Get ready. So I hope you have a refill of popcorn and stuff. We're just going to keep plowing through here because, like I said, we have a lot of other stuff to talk about. I have a lot of stuff that I've been watching, so I'm ready to keep talking. And Haley wants a break, obviously. You know how Haley is. Everyone knows by now. Mm-hmm. So, this will be a longer episode. So, I mean, maybe some of you are going to enjoy it. Maybe you'll have to listen to it in two parts in terms of, like, your drive home and then your drive to work and then back and forth and back at home or something. So, here, we got a lot of content this week for sure. The next thing I want to talk about is a show we kind of talked about a couple times. Maybe Haley has brought it up. Mm-hmm. It's called Trick Code. It's a show where, like, one celebrity texts with another celebrity.
Yeah.
And they don't know who they're texting.
Yeah. I think the one that I talked about was Taemin and Hoshi.
But they didn't know each other, right? They had to guess each other.
Yeah.
So this one's interesting because it's Nayeon, yes. Our Queen Bunny from Twice, of course. This is her third time on this show, apparently. And hers is interesting because she guesses the other idol or artist or whatever star knows it's Nayeon already. Mm-hmm. They're trying to trick Nayeon into, you know, like getting it wrong, even though like they just text and chat back and forth, send pictures, and she has to guess who it is. And because like they make a deal, it's like if Nayeon wins, she gets something. If the other one wins, the guest gets something. This time, the guest, it blew my mind because I've always thought she was like, she reminded me of Nayeon. She like looks like Nayeon. If you like look at a lot of her photos and everything, she's like a mini Nayeon. Mm-hmm. It's Yuna. Yuna from Vivis. So if you know Maniac, not the Maniac Maniac, but we're talking about the other Maniac. One that Changbin also danced.
Yeah.
Changbin also dances. Mm-hmm. Maniac. Yeah. So from Vivis, she was the guest. So Nine had a guest. So it was really fun. Like, it was like a good 20-30 minute video. Just like, it's a fun show. Like, there's a lot of artists that were on this show. So if you just like look around, you'll probably find an episode with maybe one of the artists or idols that you follow. And it's just a really fun, entertaining show while they're trying to guess. Like, Nayeon's like, they're talking about like move, like the movers, like the companies that do like moving and like for realty and stuff. It's like funny because I guess Yuna just moved in by herself for the first time, and Nayeon was like, oh, you're a girl, huh? Because they even did like a voice changing thing too, and she could tell just from like the giggles and like she's like, oh, you're Nayeon's like in her head, like, and then they show like Nayeon's thought process too behind the scenes. She's like, this is a girl, it's a girl. Eventually, when you get to the end of all the madness and like all the funny shit that comes up, Nayeon guesses correctly that she's chatting with Yuna. Especially because I think Yuna gave her MBTI, which is ISTP, because she said that, oh, I have the same MBTI as you. And Nayeon, as ditzy and as like bubbly and like kind of like she's like an airhead sometimes, she's pretty smart. She's like, she knew. She's like, oh, wait, that's important because ISTP is a very rare one, apparently, in the K-pop world.
They're so into that stuff.
Yeah, they love MBTI. Like, that's their, like, what is that called for us? Like, I'm a Pisces or, like, oh, our other
star
shit.
Star signs?
I don't, that's not the word I was looking for, but...
Astrology signs?
No, I can't think of what it is. You look it up on your phone while I'm talking.
Compatibility?
No, it's not, Haley. What just look it up. I don't know. I don't know the word.
Horoscopes.
No, that's not the word, but horoscope is a good guess because it's connect. Your horoscope is based off your, like, these ones, like Pisces, Cancer, or whatever. Haley's a Capricorn. I'm a Pisces, but I still don't really care. So, yeah, MBTI is so important to them. And she was able to narrow it down from that. She, like, did a Google search on, like, the laptop or whatever, or the tablet she has. She found out, like, okay, the only other three ones that are girls that are, like, kind of, like, bigger and, like, are well-known, like, idols that do fairly well is Yuna, is Chaewon from Le Sserafim, and then Yujin from IVE. But she was able to narrow it down based on a lot of stuff, and she's like, it's Yuna, and she got it right. They did a really cute dance challenge. It was, like, to a random song, and they were just, like, dancing around in circles like little bunnies and being all bubbly. So, yeah, that was... I liked it a lot. It was a good episode, and it led to a lot of, like, really cool and fun things. Haley, did you find anything?
I don't know what it is. It's an astrological sign.
Oh, man. There's another word for it, Haley. I don't
said
know.
Everything.
Zodiac sign. Your zodiac.
Oh, zodiac.
What the heck? Zodiac.
I
it's
don't
in your
know.
Free. Also, on this show, it's pretty funny. They brought up that they were both watching Culinary Class Wars.
Like, everyone watches.
So there
that.
You go. Culinary Class Wars. See, it's connected. It's a good show. Check it out when you're hungry.
Yes.
Actually, if you don't want to be hungry, don't watch it because it'll make you hungry.
Yep.
But that's also not going to be the last we talk about it. Mm-mm. Anyways, let's move on. Rosé, yes, from Blackpink, our Rosé that's like gone like viral and number one. Mm-hmm. Props to her. I've been seeing
Bruno
so
Mars.
Much stuff. Yes, with Bruno Mars, of course.
She always thanks him on her stories.
Of course, because I'm sure like the global effect of Bruno Mars too makes a big difference because everyone knows Bruno Mars, our fellow Filipino. She also revealed recently that her and Blackpink, like all the members collectively, actually agreed to a 1-year break as a group, and so they could seek inspiration and do their own things to become and return stronger when they all come back together. And I gotta say, what a great decision. Like, they've been doing fantastic. Jisoo's working on a new thing. Look at this, all the shit Rosé's been doing.
Right. You think they'd be able to do that if they were just Blackpink?
Look at Lisa. Look at all the shit we talked about within the past couple episodes about Lisa. Look at Jennie, my girl. She's like, they're all doing fantastic on their own because they're not under YG for their solo stuff. It's their own individual companies or whatever. And wow, it's making a big difference. So I cannot wait till they all come back together with like all these new experiences, all these new ideas, all these new influences, and you know, like musically, like just in terms of like just even mental maturity and emotionally, it's going to be something very special. And I think she said something too. She said it was about time for us to be inspired because we're people and we're creatives. Like all of them, that they are actually all creatives. We need to work on ourselves to develop, and in order to do that, and continue on as a group. Because I mean, like, yeah, it's sometimes some stuff gets stale, right? It's kind of nice when they, like, everyone comes back with a new, like, refreshed look and everything. Makes me think of Blink-182.
And BTS.
Like,
that's,
it's interesting.
That's exactly what they said. They wanted to just do their own thing. Because they got, not bored, but then just, like, they couldn't progress with their music as a group.
Yeah, they wanted to, like, try different things and do everything. So it's, but I mean, like, they were able to do that all under Big Hit, which is cool. Because Big Hit is a great company.
They're still taking care of them,
So, they promised themselves a year of just doing whatever and everything they wanted to do. You know, kind of get it out of their system and try new things so that they could get together and it would be perfect. So I think it's working out really well. It's a great idea. And looking forward to more stuff, because I'm sure, like, Rosé has something. I think she's been, like, remember we've talked about her with Taylor Swift.
Another album, like an actual album, isn't she?
Yeah, so there's a lot she's working on too. And then I know Jisoo's been working on something, because I know she's the last one that we haven't really heard much about. She's just doing her own, like, a lot of acting and a lot of modeling, a lot of ambassador works, like, you know, Jisoo stuff.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we talked about Jonathan because we have a couple items with Jonathan from K-Star Next Door. He had two recent episodes that were very interesting and interested us, especially me for this one, and Haley and me for the next one we're going to talk about. First one is Baby Monster. They were on K-Star Next Door. And this is K-Star Next Door's, I think, fourth season now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So their fourth season. So Jonathan, the goat, met all seven members. They were just all laughing the whole time. It's cool because it's like, it seems like they got really comfortable quickly. And like Baby Monster, I've been listening to them and like watching their stuff more recently, and I just, like, you know, like, this is like, Haley watches Boy Next Door variety shows and interviews because this is the best way that we can learn more about the members, because we can't see them or go to shows or concerts or like fan meets, because it's all in Korea. So this is how we soak it in and
this is
how we get to know the members besides just the music, right? Because I think past the music, you really, this is the cool part about K-pop, is like following them and getting to know personalities and all that stuff. It makes a big difference, I feel like, for me in terms of like choosing and picking like my favorites, my biases and all that. So Baemon was on K-Star Next Door. They kind of talked about, you know, random stuff. But one of the interesting things was they all like really want to perform at Coachella. I feel like Coachella is like an end game thing for like big festivals, global festivals for artists in general. That's why when Blackpink was there, is, I mean, supposed to be freaking Big Bang too, right? It's just huge. Everyone looks forward to that. And then, like, you know, Le Sserafim recently, right?
And
80s too. And it's just like, because it's like the world stage, especially now it's like streamed on YouTube for the world to see. So it's really interesting that they chose that. I think it was specifically Chiquita that even brought it up. And they talked about G-Dragon. He joined the production for their new title track. Did you know this?
Yeah, you told me.
So that's going to be interesting to hear. And then the fun, like, they do some random fun stuff. So the fun thing they did was they split up Baby Monster. So it was Baemon versus Baemon. They did a singing team, which was Chiquita's team, which was with Chiquita. I remember it was Asa, Ahyeon, and Rora. Versus Team Farida. Chiquita and Farida are the time members too from the group. So there's seven of them. And Farida had the other two, which is was Ruka and Rami. So that's what was going on. And Chiquita's team, they did Blackpink's Pink Venom. That was really cool. The interesting part for me was, because, you know, we think Chiquita is like, she reminds us a lot of Lisa, like looks wise, and she's from Thailand. And, I think Ahyeon is the one that reminds a lot of people of Jennie, and she's supposed to be like the mini, like the new baby YG Jennie. And she also reminds me of Yunjin. She's like a blend of Yunjin from Le Sserafim and Jennie, like her looks wise. That's why she kind of is my bias already. But it was interesting because Chiquita does a lot of the vocal singing. She was singing for Rosé's part for this song, and Ahyeon was rapping Lisa's parts. So it's like interesting seeing like, they're like not like they look like they profile as those members from Blackpink, but they have different roles, different parts. So it's interesting. And the Team Farida, they did 21 Fire. You may know that song,
of
Haley.
Of course.
So there's a funny ass part when they're performing, because they're like doing karaoke and they're getting rated by karaoke. like karaoke points, the scoring system, you know, like the ones like when you go to any karaoke bar, mm-hmm. like, you know how they score when you sing?
Yeah.
Okay. You just seem like you're like lost. And yeah, so it was kind of like that. One of the funny parts was one of the lyrics for 21 song. They talk about my hair waves, like my, you know, the your actual hair. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because they were singing this part. I think it was Ruka, and she was looking at Jonathan. It was having Jonathan sing it, but he like stopped. He's like, wait, I have no hair to wave. Like he said that.
Yeah.
And then Aurora put her hair on his head. Mm-hmm. So he had hair, and then they looked at each other and they just looked away after that. It was pretty funny. So, actually with that, like I've been seeing more like Aurora's pretty funny. She's like one of the personalities. I feel like I like watching when like she does like dumb, like smart, clever, funny stuff. So that's like Roar. It reminds me almost like of like Minji a little bit. I think it was Chiquita's team that won. And at the end, you saw this. We watched the episode with NMIX, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had everyone sing and keep going an octave higher.
Yeah.
So they did the same game. They made the rappers sit, which were the two Japanese members. Mm-hmm. Asa and Ruka were sitting this out and just watching the other members because... Mm-hmm. Baby Monster, if you didn't know, is known for their vocals.
Yeah.
They're very strong vocalists. They are, like, really powerful, like, a lot of them. And so they did that. And honestly, they all, like, it was just going higher and higher. And, like everyone won. Like, no one lost. The only person that lost was Chiquita because she got so into, like, Aurora singing. They were singing Miley Cyrus's song Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, getting really into it, like, and hyped when Aurora was singing. That she forgot to sing her part in the beginning.
Oh.
So it wasn't even fair because she got like dinged off because of that. But it's fun because like she's like she didn't really care. She started just dancing in the background with Jonathan. They're just dancing in the back, like with one brain cell kind of thing. So yeah, it was crazy. The vocal line is strong. But you know what's crazier? There was no performance at the end.
Because they have no song.
They have nothing to promote yet. They didn't want to... YG is keeping everything under wraps in terms of, like, you know, the previews, trailers, and everything. So, at the time of the recording, there was nothing. So, literally, that was it, and they were done. They got some flasks, some tumblers, some water, some drinking flask tumblers. Because, I mean, yeah, the album wasn't set to release for, like, maybe a couple more weeks or a month from when they recorded. So, yeah, that's Jonathan. And guess what? That's not the last we'll be talking about Jonathan. But before that, and before we move on, time to take another water break, bathroom break, whatever you got to do. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to DM us, send your messages there.
And like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Give us a rating if you're still enjoying this episode, even though this is a super long one. But you're getting pumped and you're getting filled up with a bunch of content and just stuffed all the way to the brim.
Mm-hmm. So moving on, BTS. And yes. Jonathan.
And Jonathan. Yes, we're not done with him yet.
So, his final guest on his K-Star Next Door season 4.
They've been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. Apparently the staff and himself have been waiting and like excited counting down to the days to finally have a BTS member.
Mm-hmm. Jin.
I mean, he's back, right?
Yeah, so he was on that show and normally I think each season only has 30 episodes.
Yes, that's right. That's
but
right.
But they extended it for Jin, so he was the 31st episode.
Yeah, that means Baby Monster was actually supposed to be the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's BTS, they're like, oh, we're going to make room.
Oh,
like,
of course.
We're going to make another episode. It's like, it's BTS. Like, let's do another episode. They did it. They made it. He even told Jin, like, yeah, usually 30 episodes, but... Because you're BTS, 31.
They were, like, waiting for him to be discharged so they could have him on their show.
They even gave him, like, some freaking, like, trophy thing.
Oh, yeah. And they said that they usually let each group hold it, take photo with it.
Take photos.
And then give it back
to them.
But they actually gave it to Jin.
And then Jin, after he held it for a second, he just put it down. He's just like, okay.
Yeah. What else do we have here?
I mean, there's a lot. It's a good show because it's just a lot of random questions, chaos, laughing.
Right. And I feel like you learn more about the member as well.
Plus, Jin is a great member to talk with because he'll, like, joke back at you.
Yeah.
Like,
he doesn't take things seriously ever.
And then he teases him back. He's like, oh, man. It's just funny. Do you have any specific stuff?
Well, what is this thing here? I feel like your sentences are very, like, confusing.
Oh, they're just talking points.
Okay, go
on. I mean, like, they told Jin that now that BTS has, like, over 6 videos with over 1 billion views. Mm. And freaking Jin, of course, he's surprised. He didn't even know this shit. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know.
All right, yeah, BTS as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that Jin brought up when they were talking is, like, remember when Jin got discharged? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of chaos. Like, the members were
right.
Some of them were in, like, their military uniform. Some were, like, on their days off.
Namjoon was playing the sax.
Arm was on a freaking saxophone. It was madness.
It was funny because Jin was like, I couldn't even hear Namjoon playing the sax because, like, there was just, like, too much going on.
Like, it's just background noise.
It was, like, chaotic. And he didn't even realize it until later that Namjoon was on the sax.
Yeah, it's like too much is going on. Like, he's like, I can't even pay attention to you right now, RM. The other thing, too, like, during that whole, like, madness, apparently he waited for all the members to get there.
Yeah.
Like, because Jonathan was like, oh, like, it's nice that they all, like, you know, showed up on time and, like, waited for you and then waited for you to come out to get discharged. And he's like, no.
They were late. I waited for them.
He's like, I was in the building just waiting for them to get there. Because he said some of them were stationed further, like in different areas. Mm-hmm. So he actually waited for them. He also, it's funny, he called, Jin called Mnet a scammer. Because fellow ARMY would know this. You know that show American Hustle?
Oh, that's
when they were here in Hollywood passing out flyers and shit.
Before they, like, were, like, big.
Trying to get people to even go to their shows. Like, for free in Hollywood. He said they called Mnet scammers because they were lied to about, like, what the show would be and didn't know it was going to be that kind of show. So he, like, straight up said it because he doesn't care anymore. He's just like, freaking Mnet are scammers because they lied to them. They didn't know it was going to be that show called American Hustle and all this shit. Mm-hmm. He thought it was going to be, like, more, like, you know, like, less stressful and all that shit.
That show was very, very stressful.
Oh, yeah. I was stressed. You were stressed.
Everyone was. They're still, like, babies.
All ARMY was stressed, kind of, like, at times watching that show. Especially freaking Coolio was a dick to, like, oh, shit, man. Like, it was pretty wild. Like, a lot of shit was going on. And guess what? Mm-hmm. They were talking about like who Jin hangs out with, because they were talking about how Jonathan never replied back to Jin's text.
Right.
Because
Jonathan asked him to come on the show.
Because Jonathan texted Jin and then, like, was telling Jin, like, oh, you're too big. I can't even text you. Mm-hmm. But he's like, because Jin is really good with this.
Yeah.
He remembers a lot of stuff. He's like, Wait, I texted you back. You stopped texting me.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's funny, staff was, like, laughing at Jonathan, and Jonathan's getting all embarrassed. He's like, wait, what?
And Jin like, go look
went
the
through
message.
The details. He's like, we were talking, and then I was saying some stuff to you, and you never talked or texted me back. Because Jin was saying that, like, a lot of idols and a lot of people in their industry, like, have over thousands of contacts. Because, you know, you got to keep connections and everything. Jin was saying he has, like, just, like, 125 people on his contacts.
That's it.
That sounds like mine kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I don't have, like,
he, like, only keeps the people that he would, like, actually talk to, I guess.
Yeah. And then he says that he doesn't hang out with a lot of people because people seem to get the idea that he's busy and, like, maybe are intimidated.
And
he knows that. So he never gets people contacting him.
They never invite him anywhere because they think he's too busy.
So he doesn't really have a lot of, like, really close friends. Obviously, he's close with, like, the members. But, like, besides that, we're talking about, like, you know, personal life, like, friends. Mm-hmm. And he says he does have a best friend, though.
We knew it was him.
He said he has a friend that he hangs out with and talks with a lot all the time.
Every day. They text and call every day, he said.
And he called him. He literally said in this interview, this is his best friend. Mm-hmm. His best friend is Paik Jong-won.
Yes.
He is the chef. He is the judge from Culinary Class Wars. Like, the older guy.
God.
And that's why me and Haley recognize him right away, because we've seen episodes of Jin hanging out with him. This is the same dude.
Yeah.
This is the same chef.
That's so cute.
And he said this is his best friend. It's freaking awesome. And yeah. I feel like I understand it because, like, you know, like, I feel like sometimes you mesh more and, like, you, like, with people who are way older than you. Like,
right.
The, you know, age doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, like, the type of interests and things you have in common. Mm-hmm. That makes a difference, you know, personality and everything. It's so cool and cute, like Haley was saying, that his best friend is, like, maybe, like, almost double, like, double his age,
yeah,
almost.
He's old.
And, like, he's, man, if you watch, you need to watch Culinary Class War to understand, like, the level of influence and respect and, like, how much knowledge he has as a chef. He's great. Like, he's, like, one of the masters for sure. Like, I knew he was good. I knew he was, like, a really popular and big chef in Korea. I didn't know him to this level. He's, like,
He knows his shit.
He's like a master, for reals. So it was a really good, good show to watch. And it was really cute to see Jin talk about him as his best friend on the show. Jonathan asks, Jonathan now asks if he can call Jin on his birthday to hang out. And this is for Jonathan's birthday,
birthday. Jonathan's birthday.
And then, he said, yeah, go for it. And then he told Jin that he will text him good morning every day from now on. I want to find out if he even texted him the next day.
Right.
Like, I don't care about the rest of the days. Like, I just want to know, did he even keep his promise for the next day?
If Jin said that, I'd be like texting him.
Yeah, you have Jin's phone number. Oh my gosh.
Good night, Jin.
They talk about other random stuff. It was really funny. They talk about how much money you give gifts, like, for, like, weddings and stuff. Jin has, like, a freaking thing he does, like, different levels and tiers, depending on how close you are to the person,
how much you
give them. Mm-hmm. It was so funny because it's interesting because I feel almost, like, similar.
Yeah.
Right? It makes sense.
It's like, I'm not that close with them.
Yeah,
$50 is enough.
Yeah, it's like, for this tier, like, like, how often do you talk to them? Or, like, how do you only know them, like, through work or something? It's this tier, the lowest tier. Next one is, like, do you text or call, hang out? Then, like, obviously another tier after. Like, it's just interesting in how much he gives for each one. Like, oh, this is the 50,000, 100,000, then, like, 200,000 if you're super close.
Yeah.
This is all in won,
of
course.
And he also said that anything above 200,000 won is too much.
And then you should always, and then, like, if it gets past that, you collectively put it together with other friends.
Yeah.
As a, like, a total gift.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's the secret. The secret is, like, you're still giving the same amount, but it seems more because there's more of you.
Yeah.
So I was like,
he's so
fucking
funny.
Jin. He's so frugal, but he's, like, he's right.
It
I mean,
makes sense.
He's a fucking, like, he's a genius.
Yeah.
So they talked about that. And then, of course, the best part is at the end, Jin did perform his new single with Jonathan. And the fun part is when Jonathan is there, he, like, sings along with them.
He does, like, all the ad-libs.
He does ad-libs. But freaking Jin surprised us.
Mm.
Jin was doing ad-libs.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking learned from Jungkook or something. Like, all
so
these, like,
cute
ad-libs to the end part of, like, the last part of the chorus.
Uh-huh.
I was like, damn, it sounds good. But it was cute because, like, Jonathan's singing with him, too.
Yeah.
So. And Jonathan sang pretty well. It's funny because, like, he looks so happy. Like,
he's
like, oh,
really
I nailed
happy.
It. He's like, I'm doing it, guys.
He's like, wow, that sounded good.
Jonathan has the fucking best job.
Yeah.
If you're a K-pop fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for reals. And also, because this was the last episode, like we said, for this season, the staff, like, had a little surprise party for him. They gifted him a little, like, plaque that I guess their show hit 100,000 on YouTube for subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So they got that 100,000 sub, like, mantle kind of thing, trophy. And also, the craziest part that blew my mind was they gave him this awesome gift.
Mm-hmm.
The gift was every single guest from the past four seasons. They made a book out of it, and it was a really big book.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was thick. Every guest signed and made a message for Jonathan, autographed,
and
have
a
note
in there too.
It was that is, like, the coolest thing. I mean, props to the staff.
Right. That was nice.
That is the one of the most amazing gifts ever. This is, like, a family heirloom for him for years and generations, because you have everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, Jin's the last one to sign it, but from the beginning, you have everyone from, like, you know, like, Stray Kids and whoever, like, Twice. Like, all these groups and people from the beginning, even, like, you know, from, like, the humble beginnings of, like, these other, like, actors and actresses that were on the show, too. And it's just, like, it's freaking amazing. That's, like, the ultimate gift. I would have that in a centerpiece in the middle of our house.
Yep.
If I had that as a gift, that's pretty awesome. It was a huge gift, huge book. Mm-hmm. And it's it's just pretty insane. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, we're still talking about Jin because we actually watched Run Jin.
Yeah, he's a special,
like, haunted house, like the bravery episode. Test episode. That was fucking funny.
Honestly, we won't go into detail because we're running out of time, but go check it out. That episode is fucking hilarious because Jin is screaming the
whole time.
I like
how honest he is. He's not trying to act cool. This man is screaming for his life.
Poor thing.
Like a lot of it.
He tries to, like, keep it cool, but he's, like, screaming with his eyes closed, basically.
He's like, oh my god. And even, like, said one part, like, was funny when he got scared. He's like, I would be just screaming, like, if I was getting really attacked, I would just die.
Oh.
Or something like shit. I was just let it happen, but I'll just be screaming.
It's over,
like,
for him, basically.
Yeah, so it's a fun episode. Like, yeah, like, it's
he goes through a haunted house, basically.
It's a scary haunted house, though.
Ghosts are following
him. You know, like, all
him.
Those Asian ghosts and shit are scary, creepy. And, like, creepy. But he has a mission. He has to collect, like, these voodoo dolls.
Uh-huh.
And he has to go through hell, basically. It's just
He was sweating.
He was swearing. It was fantastic. He knew this is what people wanted to watch, though.
Yep.
At the end, when he finished it, it's like, he's like, I did this for you.
He's like,
I know you guys wanted this. And then, like, he was definitely stressed. He was sweating like crazy.
Poor thing.
So that's a fantastic episode to just watch if you haven't caught up yet, because we finally caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something about Namjoon here.
Yeah, so one last thing. Namjoon will actually be releasing a documentary movie on December 5th. I think it has already been, like, released in Korea, I think, in October, like, this month. But it's coming to cinemas worldwide for everyone to watch.
I wonder, like, how it's supposed to be, though.
I think it's going to be all about his second solo album. It's called Right People, Wrong Place. And basically, it just says that it's going to be based on his second solo album, capturing his profound reflections of his identity, love, and artistic passion. So if you're a huge Namjoon fan, stan, BTS, go check that out.
There's an army, too, and you're, like, watching everything. Or, yeah, check it out. Like, do we even talk about when we watched Jungkook's thing? We did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jungkook's film. That was fantastic.
Amazing.
I would definitely watch it again, like, just have it in the background if it's on Disney Plus ever again or something. Last but not least, looks like we have some Stray Kids to talk about.
We have a tiny, teeny bit of Stray Kids, thank God, because I've been talking too much. So Stray Kids recently had their concert in Sydney, and guess who was there? Of course.
Not me.
But Bang Chan's baby sister, Hannah.
Oh,
was
boy.
There.
Is there more
in
shit
the
going
crowd.
On? Is she on, like, the camera?
She was.
Oh, boy.
So she was on the jumbo screen again when they're doing that dance segment that they always do. They have, like, the audience dance to specific songs, Stray Kids songs. For her song, she did S-Class. And actually, props to Hannah, because I think she practiced or something because she knew the dance. Because if you remember last time when they had a concert, she was doing whatever the fuck she wanted.
And Bang Chan was scolding
at her. They were like, Hannah, what are you doing, Hannah? But this time, she nailed it and she did very, very good. At the end, they also, like, after, like, the concert and everything, Hannah and Bang Chan actually filmed a TikTok challenge for Hannah's channel, and it was the weight challenge.
I didn't even know this was a challenge. Do you know Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
Yeah, no. What's that?
That's the group that's the band that sings this song.
No, I don't know who that is.
I don't know. It's called Weight, but the literal song is by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs,
okay.
And it's called Maps.
Okay.
And I listened to this back in college.
Oh, shit. So it's an old...
That's why. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is a dance challenge?
That's how it happens. Someone picks it up.
You know whose favorite song is this?
Who?
This is Stella's favorite song. She's our dentist, and I went to college with her.
That's so funny.
This is Stella's favorite song, and Stella doesn't listen to any of this shit. This is a dance. I can't believe. Whenever we see Stella again.
Heard the full song. Actually, I've never heard it.
I will play it for you.
Only that small segment.
It blew my mind because I was like, what the fuck? They're dancing to Maps?
Yeah.
So this is called a weight challenge.
Yes.
Because part of that song, yeah, they go, wait, I don't love you like I love you. Oh my God. That's why. I was like, what the hell is this?
They were doing it together, and then Bang Chan didn't wait I guess, and pushed Hannah.
And just pushed her out the way. That was fun. That was
they
a,
have, like,
that was
sibling energy.
That was a
I love
that
it.
Was a personal push for sure.
They're so funny together and cute. Also, one last thing here. I did watch the new Stray Kids Code. There's going to be a second episode coming out this Thursday called Field Day. And it was really fun to watch and chaotic, as always. They were split
this is
into
the one
two
with the
teams.
Oh my god, sorry, go go.
I they were split into two teams, and basically the first game was they were playing a game of chicken, which is the one where you basically hold your leg up and like try and push the other person out of bounds.
But
they were actually
just
dressed
as
up
fucking
in,
chickens.
Yeah,
like
in inflatable
rotisserie chickens.
Inflatable chicken suits.
Inflatable rotisserie chicken
one
suits.
Team,
like they're cooked. Chicken, like not even a regular chicken. It's like literally cooked chicken.
And Young Book,
I thought like
Felix
okay, because I had
the cooked one.
I had no context of this before, and I saw those random reels.
Yeah.
I thought he was a turkey. That's why I was confused at first, like a cooked turkey.
But the other team, they were actual chickens with rainbow.
Okay, yeah, that one was
like rooster hair. But
the fact that the other team was fucking rotisserie cooked.
They
chicken
looked so funny.
Was wild.
It was so cute. Go check that out. It's very fun episode. They also played dodgeball.
Oh, I saw part of that chaos.
Mm-hmm. It's
very. It was interesting
very
though.
Good episode.
It was like a weird dodgeball, like a King
yeah,
of the Hill, like
you had
you had
to
protect,
like,
your,
protect
your
king.
King kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then the last person to protect the king is invincible, so they basically take all the hits.
Just take it like a man. Take,
exactly.
You just get hit everywhere.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Go watch it. It's a really
interesting
fun episode. There's like not much Stray Kids content other than that because they're like busy doing their tour.
It's okay. We gave them a bunch of stuff to listen to within the past hour and a half.
Yes, I am done now.
Yes, our turn to take a break. Mm. So thank you everyone for tuning in and listening to us this week at the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we have a lot of K-pop stuff to talk about. I can't even talk anymore. And don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe, give us a rating if you're still here. We really appreciate it. It helps a lot. There's also a donations thing wherever you're tuning in. So, I mean, thank you to everyone who's given us donations. Like, no matter how small, please don't give us donations. If you need the money, do not. Well, just listen to the ads or at least listen to some of them, because that's how we get some money out of this. And it's not even a lot. It just helps pay for like some food sometimes. Food for the birds. It feeds our pet birds seeds. Mm-hmm. And it also helps feed me Haley when she asks for McDonald's. So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, as always. Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and send your DMs there.
Yeah, you can message us about anything, talk about all the other stuff or whatever we talked about this week. And thank you for everyone that's actually been messaging us, just even small notes or small comments saying, like, oh, I listen to your podcast, you know, I enjoy it. Thank you. Like, you know.
And thanks to those people
it's
that
really cool. Like,
shared
I like it.
Their experience when they went to the Stray Kids concert.
Oh, that's true. I saw like
in Australia.
Haley got some notifications and pictures too.
Yes.
And she showed it to me. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad some of you, I think one of them was like their first time seeing Stray Kids too. It's a lot of fun.
And you know what makes me so happy is like when people tell me they're like, I didn't listen to Stray Kids, but because of your podcast and how much you hyped them up, I went to their concert. I was like, wow, that's amazing.
And then the cool part is like, I'm sure when they go there and they get the energy,
love them.
It's like an addiction when you watch these K-pop concerts, because like listening to them is fun. Obviously, we love listening to music. When you go to concerts, it's a different energy. It's just such a like a high, right?
Yeah.
It's like a natural high. It's freaking awesome and a lot of fun. So I'm glad people are experiencing and enjoying it and experiencing this high and this energy, because it's like you can't compare it or describe it any other way unless you go yourself.
So
glad a lot of people are checking them out whenever they're able to see them. And that's it. Till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.